Hello and welcome to episode 44 of the Dreamcast Junkyard Dream Pod. This is slightly different from the usual episodes that we do. It's because it was recorded for Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016 and was originally broadcast on Radio Sega on the 16th of December. Slightly different from normal because we talk a little bit about music. It's not all about the Dreamcast. So just wanted to give this brief introduction. You'll also note that during the outrun music there is a bit of a weird jump cut. That's because I thought that it went on for too long, so I just kind of cut it down for the podcast version. I hope you enjoy it. We had a great time making it. Feel free to check out Radio Sega anytime. It's radiosega.com. Anyway, enough from me. This is our contribution to Winterfest 2016.
Live shows and community content all weekend long.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016.
This is a Dreamcast disc and is for use only on a Dreamcast unit. Playing this disc on a hi-fi or other audio equipment can cause serious damage to its speakers.
Dreamcast, up to 6 billion players. Why don't we play together?
Hey, it's time to make some crazy money. Are you ready? Here we go!
Please stop this disc now.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Sega, and you're also listening to the Dreamcast Junkyard Dream Pod. My name is Tom, and I'm joined by Mike Phelan. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Tom.
It's kind of weird that we're on Radio Sega and not on the Dream Pod.
It is.
In case you're wondering, this is Winterfest 2016. Now, Winterfest, if you're not familiar, is a way for all the different Sega-related communities and websites to basically put something back into the Radio Sega airwaves, if you will. And so over the course of the next 3 days, over the course of the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday, you are going to be treated to a range of shows from different communities and websites. We're honoured to have been asked to kick everything off for this particular Winterfest 2016, in case you didn't know what year it was. As I say, my name's Tom, I'm joined by Mike. We're from the Dreamcast Junkyard Dream Pod. And yeah, over the next couple of days, you've got such amazing shows as the Sega Nerdcast from Sega Nerds, you've got the Blast Processors, you've got the Cyber Razor Cut from Sega Driven, the Music Plant Zone with Visor Jeff Hogg, the Sonic Show's Christmas Craptacular 3, Crapgeddon. That's probably my favourite name.
That's a highlight straight away, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You've got Feel the Heat with YakuzaFan.com, and yeah, you've got the usual shows such as the Sega Lounge with Casey and A Winner Was You. I was lucky enough to be invited onto that show a couple of months ago, and it was a great, great laugh. And so, yeah, so even though we usually talk about the Dreamcast on the Dream Pod, that's correct, is it not, Mike?
Well, we do waffle on a bit, don't we?
Yeah, we do. This time, because this is Radio Sega and not Radio Dreamcast, although there is a Sega Dreamcast-related show coming up on Saturday, I believe. Yeah, that's the Dreamcast Hour with Viper. That's at 7 p.m. GMT. We're going to just talk about some of our favourite Sega-related music, to be honest. Some of them are Dreamcast-related. Some of them are from the Sega Master System. Some of them are not even from a Sega console. So we'll leave that one. We'll leave you to guess which one that is when it comes to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about these tracks and why we've chosen them. And then obviously we're going to play them for you to enjoy. There's probably going to be some here that you've never heard before, some that you're going to be quite familiar with. But we hope you enjoy what we've chosen. And yeah, we'd love any feedback that you can give us. So I think what we'll do is we'll have a quick break now, and then we'll be back with the first track after this.
Live shows and community content all weekend long.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Sega Winterfest 2016 with me, Tom, and Mike from the Dreamcast Junkyard. Okay, we're going to get into this now. We're going to talk about my first track. I'm going to go first, if that's okay, Mike.
That's fine, Tom.
Excellent. I'm going to go first. And the first track that I've chosen that I'd like to play for you is one that I first heard when I was a nipper. And for those who don't know what a nipper is, that's somebody who's quite young. When I owned my first Sega Mega CD or Sega CD for our American listeners. And the game is a shmup. I don't know if you call it a shmup, shoot 'em up. It's one called Soul Sal. Would you call that a shmup?
I would.
Yeah, kind of into the screen.
Yeah. It's quite a flexible genre title, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So, the first game I'm going to choose is a game called Soul Star from Core Design. And yeah, this particular track is the tune from the opening level of the game. The tune is actually called Lyra. Or Lyra, not sure how you pronounce it. It was composed by a guy called Nathan McCree, who's also more famous for the Tomb Raider orchestral scores in subsequent years and on different generations of console. In fact, I asked him earlier on Twitter today whether or not this track was composed with an orchestra, because when you hear it, you may be mistaken for thinking it is a full orchestra. And he actually replied, said that no, it wasn't. It's all done with synthesizers from 1994. So that just makes it sound even more impressive when you hear it. Yeah. So I'm going to stop talking now, and we're going to play for you. This is Lyra from Soul Star on the Sega Mega CD.
We'll be right back.
So that was Lyra from Soulstar on the Sega Mega CD. I absolutely love that tune. It sounds so filmic. It almost sounds like a soundtrack to a movie. I love the trumpets and the orchestral sort of overtones on it. And again, as I said earlier, it's actually all done with synthesizers, which Nathan McCree, the composer, confirmed to me earlier on Twitter. Right, that's enough from me for now. Mike, let's ask you what your first track is going to be.
So I have gone proper old school for my first track. I have gone for a game which probably was the first game I ever played, which was a Sega game. So I was a Speccy fan. For those of you who don't know, Speccy obviously is a Spectrum, popular 8-bit computer in the UK. And when I first experienced the console, it was the Master System, and I fell in love instantly. And in my Master System, installed in the actual hardware, was Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
Excellent. Was that the Master System 1?
Master System 2. It was Master System 2. Ooh. Yeah. So I got it quite late because I wasn't allowed a console until I was quite old. But so I loved it. The game's fantastic. Great game now still. But the music, the main title music, is my first choice. And I think it's one of those songs which stick in your head. I think it's up there with Mario and Sonic for me in terms of just being stuck in my head, whistling along in the middle of a hard shift at work. Fantastic. Fantastic 8-bit music.
Okay then, here we go. This is Alex Kidd in Miracle World. Excellent choice, Mike. Alex Kidd brings back memories for me as well. I only played that one later in life, to be honest, because I never had a Master System. My first Sega console was a Mega Drive.
No, right.
Because, like you, the only consoles or the only systems I played before that were like computery consoles. Yeah. So like I had the Amstrad CPC 464 immediately before getting my first Mega Drive.
We won't hold it against you, Tom.
Says the man with the Spectrum.
Oh, don't start that. Oh, no.
Just on that topic, when you had the Spectrum, did you look at like the back of the box and it would show different, you know, from the different versions of the game?
Oh, yeah. Every time I thought, these graphics are amazing. Nah, every time disappointed.
Yeah. Every time. Well, the reason I asked that is because it was always, every time I looked at the back of the box on my versions of games, it was always the worst looking one. And I was like, I want to see what the Commodore 64 one looks like. I don't want to play this on the Amstrad. It's rubbish.
They got clever after a while, and they sort of carefully just didn't put Spectrum and Amstrad versions on the back, did they? The C64 version. Oh, that looks like colourful. That looks quite nice. Yeah, no, not quite.
Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get until the tape stops loading.
Yeah, several hours later. Yeah.
Cool. Right. Let's move on to my second choice. Now, if you listened to my recent appearance on the Sega Lounge, I say recent, it was a couple of months ago now. And again, I want to thank Casey and A Winner Was You for having me on the show, because it was great fun. Even though I made a bit of a fool of myself not knowing what half of the Dreamcast game music clips were that they played in the quiz. Made a bit of a fool of myself. However, this track is one that we did play on that, and I just wanted to play it again now because I think it's a fantastic tune, and one that, again, has these massive epic overtones to it. And it's just a game. It's a track that you just wouldn't really associate with a game, certainly not the game that it's in. And that track is Jack's theme from the game Headhunter. Now, Headhunter on the Dreamcast was a PAL exclusive, so I'm guessing that a lot of people maybe in the US maybe haven't heard this song unless you've played the PlayStation 2 version. However, I still think it's a great game. It's a bit of a slow burner, but once it gets going, it's really, really cool. Yep. It's really good, and it's one of those tracks that just sends shivers up my spine, especially when it kicks off. So this is Jack's theme from Headhunter on the Dreamcast. Yeah. Yes, that was Jack's theme on the Dreamcast, and that was by Richard. Is it Jakes or Jax? I never know how to pronounce it. I've heard it pronounced Jakes, but he is a bit of a legend when it comes to the Sega music in general. And he's done so many tunes that I love, but that's just one of them. Right, I'm going to show up now. Mike, I'm going to let you take over again.
Second song I was going to pick. I've gone old school again. I've decided to shed my Dreamcast obsession nature and gone for...
No, I know.
See, the thing is, I had a massive collection of Sega consoles. I'm a massive Sega fan, and I sold everything to just focus on Dreamcast a couple of years ago. But this is one game which on any console I ever play it on just brings back, I suppose, it's nostalgia memories, which I don't actually have because I never played it back in the 80s. The song is from Outrun, and it is Magical Sand Shower. I think those original three or four songs, I can't remember now, on the original Outrun, I think they're just some of the greatest digital tunes on any game ever. They just evoke so many memories for so many Sega fans.
Yeah, especially with that hand changing the dial on the car radio before the track starts. Yeah.
I suppose as well it's sort of Dreamcast related because it's in Shenmue 2.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a fantastic song. Another one of those.
Don't forget Yu Suzuki Gameworks.
And in Gameworks as well, indeed, yeah. There's an actual two different games on Dreamcast. There you go. I haven't shared my Dreamcast obsession at all.
You brought it back around.
Everything goes back to Shenmue. It's like Rome. But yeah, it's a fantastic song. Everyone knows it. But hey, Winterfest.
Everybody get ready to sing along to Magical Sound Shower.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. For our full programming schedule, check out radiosega.net.
Welcome back to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. You are listening to myself, Tom, and Mike from the Dreamcast Junkyard DreamPod. As I said at the top of the show, we usually talk about the Dreamcast, and today it's actually quite refreshing because we get to talk about some other Sega-related games and some other Sega soundtracks. Obviously, Sega's got a massive back catalogue of games, and you know most of these games do have fantastic soundtracks. And so it's been nice to basically get stuck in and just listen, really. Just listen to songs, listen to music, and choose some that we wanted to champion and let you listen to. Maybe some that you've not heard in the past or heard before, I should say. As I said again at the top of the show, this is Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016, and it is running from Friday the 16th of December, which is today, Well, it's actually not. We're recording this on Monday the 12th, but you know, for the for the illusion of us being live,
the illusion is being shattered. No, Tom.
Sorry, yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to lie. it's actually, yeah, it's Friday the 16th of December through to Sunday the 18th of December. We're not going to. I'm not going to give it the times of every single show, but if you go to the Radio Sega website, there will be a running order there for you to have a look at. Choose what you want to listen to, and yeah, get down and listen to some awesome Sega related content, all free and all being broadcast over the power of the internet. We're here talking about our favorite Sega related music, and I'm now going to choose my third track, and this one is, well, it's a classic, to be honest, and it's a game that again takes me back to my formative years as a gamer with the good old Sega Mega Drive, or the Genesis again for our American listeners. And that game is Streets of Rage. It was actually hard to choose a specific track from this game because there's so many. Every single level has an amazing soundtrack. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all.
It's fantastic. It's just it sounds like nothing else on the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
Apart from Streets of Rage 2. but those bass lines and those cutting tunes, they're just so memorable.
Yeah.
And the track I've actually chosen is the intro track, the one that plays during the intro scene, really, with the text rolling up the screen about how the city's been overtaken by crime, and you know, cops need to go out and kick some butt, as it were. And so, yeah, my choice is I'm gonna butcher his name now. It's Yuzo Koshiro. He's the composer who is behind all the music from the Streets of Rage, the first one at least. And yeah, this is the Streets of Rage intro theme. Welcome back. You have been listening to the dulcet techno tunes of Streets of Rage. Mike, any thoughts on Streets of Rage?
It's a great game. Great game. Music's good as well, which always helps, I think, when we've got a show about music. It's Streets of Rage, you know what I mean? It's a classic Sega game. And again, one of those soundtracks which sort of can only really be done by Sega.
Did you get the LP, the vinyl LP?
I did not.
No. I didn't either. I saw it and I was very tempted, but I don't have a record player.
No, nor do I anymore.
And I'm not one of these people who just like buys... Well, I am one of these people who buys stuff I can't use because I think we all are as retro gamers. But
of course.
With the LP, I just thought, I'm not going to buy it because I can't play it. You know, I'd like to be able to listen to it.
Yeah.
And again, I know people say that songs or music sounds better on vinyl than it does on CD. I don't really agree with that. I think anything sounds great no matter what it's on, about unless it's on like a tape that's all, you know, all and you know, and you know, slow. Obviously that's not good, but
I think people who, you know, all power to everyone who wants to buy, you know, Streets of Rage music on vinyl, fantastic, but you know, unless it's like proper music which was back in the 70s and 80s designed, or 60s and 70s designed for vinyl, I never really feel it really matters a huge amount.
There was a big story in the press recently about people who buy, well, certainly people of not our generation, but even younger generation,
yeah,
who buy vinyl simply to have it and not actually play it, just to have it, just because it's seen as this like high not status thing, but it's like a desirable thing to own.
Yeah,
vinyl. I can totally see why. I mean, a vinyl LP is a nice thing to have, especially if it's a Sega branded one.
I have 450 Japanese Dreamcast games. I can't speak Japanese, so I think I can't really criticize anyone for that.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. I'm just trying to think if there's any systems that I own games for that I don't actually have the actual console.
Yeah,
to
yeah. Play them on. Yeah, we've all done that, haven't we? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think there is at the moment, but I've certainly bought games. I did buy a 32X game a couple of months ago, even though I don't own a 32X, in the off chance that I might find one in the near future, just so I've got a game to play on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Streets of Rage, awesome intro track.
Yeah.
And Mike, I'm going to pass the baton over to you and let you choose the next one.
Excellent. So my next choice is another Dreamcast-related title. Shock Horror, I'm sure everyone's surprised by that. When I first got into Dreamcast, one of the genres which I knew the Dreamcast was strong on was the shmup genre.
Yeah.
And I never really was into shmups at all. And I love shmups now, several years on, and I've played them all the time. And although this game isn't a favourite game of mine, the opening stage music is the greatest music on any video game ever. I'm going to go out there now and say this. It's the first show of the weekend, but I am going to say that now. Because if this doesn't get you pumped up for the game, you have no soul.
So what you're saying basically is that the rest of this weekend is now redundant because the best song of all time has already been played on Radio Sega.
Oh, basically, now. Yeah. Basically. Basically. No, it's stage one of Giga Wing. So Giga Wing's a shmup which came out in all three regions on Dreamcast. Mm. And the first stage just basically tells you to come on in really like sort of forceful nature and just pumps you up for the entire game. It's the greatest music for a shmup ever. It's fantastic.
I think my next choice might disagree with that. However, okay. Oh, carry on. Sorry, you have the floor.
No, I'm happy to see you contradict me, Tom, in your next choice. I still will stick by my choice and we'll let the public decide.
Okay, this is the first track from Giga Wing.
Live shows and community content all weekend long.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016.
Welcome back to Radio Sega with the Dreamcast Junkyard. This is Winterfest 2016. The track that you just heard was from the epic indie Dreamcast game, Wind and Water Puzzle Battles. The track at the right at the top of the show was also from Wind and Water Puzzle Battles. That is one of the best indie games on the Dreamcast. Would you agree, Mike?
I certainly would. A fantastic game.
Yeah. The production values are very high and the music quality is outstanding. Now, that leads me into my next choice. The next game that I've chosen, or the track rather, is from another indie game on the Dreamcast. We did say at the top of the show that we were going to try and steer away from the Dreamcast.
It hasn't worked, has it?
No, it's not. We've kind of gravitated back towards it. I mean, we are the Dreamcast Junkyard after all, but yeah. I think we've had Soul Star in there. We've had the Master System. People are probably going to be screaming, saying, "Why have you not chosen this track or that track?" But we're sorry. These are just our choices. The next track that we're going to play for you is one from, as I say, another indie release. Now, Mike, your last choice from Gigawing, you claimed that was the best track from any shmup.
I did.
I'm going to disagree with you and say that this track is the best track from any shmup, and that is the opening stage from Duranic's Sternwind. Now, Sternwind was released in 2013, if I'm correct.
I think it was, yeah.
And it started life on the Atari Jaguar. It's another console that is very close to my heart for some reason. Don't ask why. I don't know. I can't answer that question. but yeah, Sternwind is a phenomenal game for the Dreamcast.
Yep.
It's definitely up there with certainly one of the best shmups on the system. Certainly one of the best games as well. But this is the opening track from the first level. I believe the soundtrack was created by 505 and is also available as part of the collector's edition as a separate music CD. Do you own that, Mike?
I do not.
I know a couple of guys from the Junkyard do own it.
I
don't either.
No.
However, if you've not played it and you're listening to this now and you're waiting for me to stop waffling so you can hear it, have a listen to this. It's awesome. Okay, that was the opening stage from Sternwind. I love it. Mike, what do you think?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
what else can you say? It's a fantastic game. The soundtrack, the entire game. You know, I know this is about music, but the Sternwind, I implore everyone who hasn't played it, go and get a copy because it's a fantastic game. The visuals and the sound are just stunning for an indie game.
Do you know what though, Mike? On that actual topic, I don't really rate the rest of the soundtrack.
Really?
I mean, it's good, but just that first track I adore. But the rest of the tracks, I can take them or leave them because they get a bit too techno, a bit too like Euro poppy.
Yeah.
But that first track when you're playing it, and imagine you've never played Stormwind before, and the game opens, and then you're, you know, I can remember the first time I played it, and it just gave me like goose pimples. Yes. You know, I was just like, wow, this is an indie game.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all the explosions going on, you've got the music, you know, it's just the combination of all the stuff going on the screen,
yeah,
and the music as well in the background. And yeah, I'd love to own, like, you know, a copy of the collector's edition. And yeah, anyway, let's move on to our next game, because we've talked enough about Stormwind. Mike, what is your next track?
So again, I'm going to pick a Dreamcast game. You know, I did say I wouldn't pick all Dreamcast games. I just realised that three of mine have been Dreamcast. This game is one of the best on Dreamcast. And the soundtrack, the game is Metropolis Street Racer. And it's weird, because when I was talking to someone a few years ago about it, they said, did you know, play MSR? I said, yeah, great game. Soundtrack was fantastic. And they said, oh yeah, really, really good soundtrack. And I didn't realise that they were talking about a different part of the soundtrack than me. So I only ever listened to the rock CD. Everyone's not familiar with the game. You've got a rock CD. You've got is it a techno CD? I'm not even sure.
It's like a club mix, CD. There's an indie one as
well?
Yeah,
there is. As being someone who's not really into any other musical style apart from heavy, I always put the rock side on. And the opening track from the rock CD was the one I played through every single level of Metropolis Street Racer. I genuinely cannot think of that game without thinking of the track. The track is called Fallen Angel. It's not even that good a track, I can't be honest with you. But it's catchy, and it's just a little bit cheesy. And I think it fits driving around cities in very high-powered sports cars, or street-legal sport cars, quite well.
Okay. Awesome. So this is Fallen Angel from Metropolis Street Racer.
Cold outside, why not stay in and enjoy some quality Sega tunes?
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016.
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to the Dreamcast Junkyard on Radio Sega. This is Winterfest 2016. We are overjoyed to be opening this weekend celebration of all things Sega and music. I'm trying to think of like a portmanteau of the two. I'm drawing a blank. Mega?
Yeah.
Musica? No. Okay, that was Fallen Angel from Metropolis Street Racer. Now, Mike, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm going to choose my final track now. And I'm sorry to say, well, I'm not sorry to say, it's also from Metropolis Street Racer.
Well,
I hope people aren't going to get too much MSR, like Overkill.
You can never get too much MSR or Overkill.
I think you're right. I think
really?
Because the soundtrack is so... No, I think you're right. I mean, the soundtrack is so diverse that there's something for everybody.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
One of my favourite songs from the game is the song Live Your Life by a fictitious band called Salford Keys, which is meant to be a parody of Oasis. Mm. And I just think that the song that is by them, Live Your Life, is fantastic. If you listen to the Dreamcast Junkyard Dream Pod, the song that plays kind of over the end of the intro is that particular track. However, I'm not going to choose that this time because there's another track that I really like from that game. And that track is from the kind of like the dance CD. And it's called Club Paris. Now, all these tracks were composed by Richard Jacks, as we said earlier. And again, he's been mentioned with the Jacks theme from Headhunter. Such a talented musician. Did he do the music for Sonic R as well?
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah. I know he did a lot of stuff on the Saturn.
Yeah,
Richard Jacks.
Done a huge amount. You know,
really talented bloke, yeah. And I just think pretty much everything he touched in that period just kind of turned to gold. And some of these tracks, you can tell they've got influence. To be able to take the influence of a real track and then turn it into something that sounds kind of like it but isn't like it exactly, it's just so talented. And Club Paris, it kind of reminds me of something like, do you remember Sash?
Yes.
The club DJ kind of guy. It kind of reminds me of something like that he would come out with. And this particular track, Club Paris, is just really, it's a really like upbeat, you know, barnstormer of a track, especially when you're racing around like London or something. It's just, it's great. Gets you really in the mood. So this is Club Paris from Metropolis Street Racer. Enjoy. Welcome back. We are nearly at the end of the show, unfortunately. However, before we draw this one to a close, Mike, you have still got your final track to enlighten us with and explain why you've chosen it. So if you'd like to go ahead, what have you chosen?
Well, I certainly will. So we have one of our fellow writers on the Dreamcast Junkyard is a guy called Ross, who lives in Japan. And he very kindly sent me several months ago the figures from the Sega Hard Girls anime series.
Oh, all of them?
No, the Saturn and Dreamcast one. Mainly for Dreamcast, because obviously I'm obsessed with Dreamcast.
You never mentioned that, Mike. You never mentioned you're obsessed with the Dreamcast.
No? Yeah, I keep it quiet. I keep it quiet. I wanted it because it was, you know, Dreamcast related. I didn't really go and watch it. I'm not a big fan of anime. I'm not a big fan of, you know, sort of that style of animation. But I decided that I was going to finally actually go out and watch the first episode of the show. It is absolutely crazy. I can't even describe it. It's just absolutely, it's like a dream you have as a Sega fanboy. And they've animated it, and it's like, oh, okay, that's weird. Okay. But it's got some really, really strange and good music. And so I've chosen the theme tune for that. I believe it might have been also featured in one of the games. I haven't played the games yet, so I'm not sure.
Mike, I've got a little bit of a confession to make. I've never actually seen this program.
See, now, it's not long. It's about 15 minutes long. I urge you to go and see it, Tom. It is, you will laugh, you will cry, you will probably question your existence. But it's it is odd, and it's, I think anyone else who watches it wouldn't get it. But as Sega fans, I think you watch it and you can't help but just think, it's made for me.
I know one of our other co-hosts on the Dream Pod, Scott.
Yes.
Our Australian correspondent. he's obsessed with this yes. show. And he made reference to some references in the show about things like the Sega Neptune is mentioned. Yeah. An aborted console. Loads of little in-jokes like that. That sounds quite
cool. It is. It's like that. It's like the same feeling I imagine most of the listeners to this entire weekend will get when they played, you know, Sega Racing Transformed, or they played Sega Super Tennis, when it's that sort of Sega nostalgia. It's just like that. But it's just, you're just thinking, okay, this is just everything I've ever thought about Sega in a weird way. It's, I can't explain it. It's odd. It's a good tune.
Sounds great. Let's have a listen then. This is the opening theme to Sega Hard Girls. Welcome back to Radio Sega with the Dreamcast Junkyard with me, Tom, and my colleague, Mike. We've had an interesting hour here presenting on Radio Sega. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our show now, and it's been great. I've actually really enjoyed it. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, it's been excellent.
Fantastic. Yeah, it was, like I say, it's a real honour to open or be asked to open Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016 schedule. It's a full weekend of content from some of the most well-known Sega communities online. We've got people like the Sega Nerds, we've got the Blast Processors, ourselves, the Dreamcast Junkyard, Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy, Hidden Palace with Skyblaze. I can't, there's too much stuff to go into individually, you know, but it's a full weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, of excellent shows and content, and I implore you to just go and have a look at the Radio Sega website. You'll find a full schedule of shows and stuff that you can look forward to. For now, though, we are out of here. It's been fantastic. And coming up next on Radio Sega is the Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy. Thank you, Mike, for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Certainly has.
And to all you lot listening out there in Sega Land, we hope that you've enjoyed our selections. And we'll hope to see you sometime in the near future, over possibly at the Dreamcast Junkyard or downloading the Dreamcast Junkyard Dreampod for more of our irreverent chat, shall we say. And that's great. That's been us on Radio Sega. Have a good one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's time to make some crazy money. Are you ready? Here we go.
Please stop this disc now.